Learning Masechtas Yevamah Mistaf Yechesed Mebeis. Gemara had the machlokes earlier between Ravuna Merav and Rav Yehuda. Ravuna Merav held Ein Zika. Shmeres Yom Shemeses Mutta Be'ima, the Kravis are not Aser. We don't say Zika to Aser the Kravis of the Yevamah. When she's alive, they're Aser as Bittul Mitzvah Yevamah. But when they die, he's a Mutter. And Rav Yehuda said, Shmeres Yom Shemeses Aser Be'ima, Yeh Zika. The Kravis are Aser as if she's married to him. Gemara here says, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, other Rav Yehuda Shmuli, Rav Yehuda comes from Shmuel, because the Mishnah says, Shemer Yisiyahu Mishikidish Achav Esachaysa, Mishim Rav Yehuda Meseir Amru, Amalei Hamtim Atchasa Achicha Maisa. You have a Shemer Yisiyahu, that the brother of the Shemer Yisiyahu, the brother of the Yavam, was Mekadish, the sister of the Shemer Yisiyahu. He's not allowed to marry her. Rav Yehuda Meseir says, you have to wait till your brother does Yiv Mukhalitza, and then you can marry her sister. That's the Gemara. The Taisis, the Maskel Shemeir Shem Shkirish Asa V'Chaisa, says two Chidushim. First of all, Dafki is a Mekadish. If he married her, if he did the Suin, so then the Zika is Paka Legamri, and he doesn't have to wait to be Bayim. If he's Mekadish, he has to wait to get married. The Lashon Taisis, B'Shas the Suin Nira Kaneisa Achaisa Kukasa, because at the time of the marriage, it looks like he's marrying the Chaisa Kuka. And then he says, "Dafke if you mekadesh after the nefila, if you mekadesh before the nefila, so she's an achrisisha when in nefila, so meila, even if it's just a kedusha, not a nesuin, she's not zekuka at all, and he doesn't have to wait at all." Now the shaila is like this: even if you hold the eish zika, but an erev teyibum has no zika, there's no yibum and chalitza. Once you mekadesh achrisisha, she becomes an achrisisha, she becomes an erev. What's the pshat that there still be an Issa V'chayzikuka even after you Mekadosh your sister, even after you Mekadosh your sister, there's still an Issa V'chayzikuka, the Chaya now she's no longer Zakuk, she's an Erva. And it goes a little further also. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, Shemer Yisrael Mishkish Avs Chayzim Mishumin Mishayir Ar Mahamdim Atchias Echicha Maisa. So it says like this. Cholot Zlacha V'kansa Yichlis Ezishtai. If let's say the his brother made chalitza or yibum, so he can marry his wife. Mesa yivama also yichlisishay. Yivama died, he can marry his wife. Why? Because achisish is mudda after misa. So koshken achisakuka. But mesa yavam, let's say the yavam dies, and now there's no one to do chalitza and yivam on the yavama, the yavam is kuka to him. Meitz ishish to beget, he has to give his wife a get. He has to give chalitza, he has to give chalitza to the eishas achiv. Why does he have to give chalitza? She's an achisisha, she's an erva. So one kasha is, why is it usher to the sister? She's an erva, she's not zekuka. And then it says more than that. If his brother dies without giving him a chalitza, he has to give chalitza. Why? She's an achisisha. That's the kasha. So the Taisis writ on that from Aleph says a cheshbon like this. He says, midaraisa, you're right. Midaraisa, the kedushin is taifis. Midaraisa, Zik is not an Issa b'chlal. No, Issa v'chayzikuk is a rabbanah. Midaraisa, the Kedushin is taifas on his sister. She becomes Nerva v'chayzisha. So she's not skook anymore. But midarabbanan, pakert. Midarabbanan, the one that he was Mekadish is the achayzisha. The achayzikuk is the rabbanah, the achayzisha. So midarabbanan, pakert. Midaraisa, this Kedushin is chal, and the Zika is paka. But midarabbanan, in the darabbanan, the gevelt, you already were Mekadeshes to the Skukas. Zika is like Kedushin. And the Mele, now you're Mekadesh Achayse. That Kedushin is not Chal Midarabana. So Mele, you have a problem. That's why, Lamash, if the brother dies, Midaraisa, forget, you're married to the one you gave Kedushin to. And the Yavam is an Achisisha, she's part of Yim Mechalitza. But Midarabana, forget, you're married to her first. So Midarabana, the Kedushin you met in your wife isn't Chal. Al kapanam l'chumra, and the male is she's still zakuk to you. So that's why you have to go both chumras. You have to give the wife a get, and the yivam mechalitza. Kshmaka mahalach, but l'chayra, according to this mahalach, it can't really be mechalach in kedushin and nesuin. Most yishayinim are mechalach in kedushin and nesuin. This mahalach would also be if you married her. But midarabanan, the whole thing didn't work. Midarabanan, she's already, you married someone who's already like Adarabanadik Achasisha. So even in a suin doesn't work on Adarabanadik Achasisha. So the easiest mahalach for that is the Rajma. The Rajma on that Mem Aleph. It's printed on Afa Malif. It used to be in the Hashmat to Sefer Masech. That's where the Rashba wrote it. They said, you're right. Me the Raisa, the Kedushin is Chal with the sister, the Yavam is an Erevish and that's Zaka Ganor. But since her Abana made that Zika is a Kedushin, Samel, she's like a Rebbe Mekadeshes, so Fakert. It looks like she was Mekadeshes first, Samel, and they asked her on her sister, even though he made Kedushin, because the other one was Mekadeshes first. But since the whole thing is the Rabbanan, so the only guys if you weren't married. Kedushin is not really a marriage, you're not separating a married couple, they're just engaged, so to speak, and they will nachmer, you can't get married. When his brother does it, he'll get married if the brother dies. So fafalit, maitzi sishtu v'gev, v'sashtu v'chalitza. But if he actually got married, so mela, for this is their brother, they didn't want to separate a married couple, and the mela, they said, that's it. We're going to consider this your wife, and the isha is a echais isha. So if you didn't get married, so kum tais, looks like you're marrying a chais ishtai, Rabbanan, they gave it a din kili, you're marrying a chais ishtai. So since the Yavam is stopping you from marrying her sister, your wife, so mamela, who are din, she needs chalitza. It looks like she's zakuk, because of her, you can't marry your wife, so that mamela makes people think she's zakuk. If your taka got married, and that case, but the Evan Chazal allowed you to stay married, same taka don't need chalitza. That's a Rashi's mahalach, a very simple mahalach. We'll go together with the Taisus Rit. Neither Aisa, she's taken erva, she's mufka for yim mechalitza, she's not skuka. But since the old Yesh Zika, so midarabanan, she was the one that was mekadeshes first. And now when you mekadesh this woman, midarabanan, it doesn't work. You did nesuin, good, fafala, we let you keep her. But you didn't do nesuin, we say, no, we're machmer. And since we're being machmer, you shouldn't get married to your Arusa, the male of that also makes us feel that you should get chalitza. That's the first mahalach in the sugya. The Ramban Eifanaret says an interesting thing. He says the kedushin is different than the suin, because yesh zika is like a kedushin. So you make a kedushin, so now they're both mekadeshes. So now each one stops you from the other one. My umim kamaisa mi besraisa. But if you have a nesua. That makes sense as Mefgiya Zika, because this is the Isha Gemur Etzlei V'Deisai. How could someone who's just as kuka to you be Mefgiya, right? This is a much stronger thing. If they're both kind of engaged, she's engaged to you because she has Zakuk Liyibum, she's engaged to you because of a Kedushin, so my only high may high. But hey, this one's married, and this one's just engaged, so the married one wins. I think Taisus is Mashman Awayoso. Taisa says, "Avolim nasa kvar she ishti gemura pakol azika legami vein sachlad demilivo." He doesn't say a svar like the Rashba that they weren't so machm if you already married he makes ishti mibayla. He makes the chilah between if she's just a shtickle married or she's ishti gemura. So then pakol azika legami. So Arusa is not so gemura. The male of the zika is still there. Gemura is pakol legami. And the Rashman Nafim Aleph says he doesn't understand. Here he's okay with it, but there he says, if Zika stops the Kedusha from being Chal, so it should stop in the Suin. If Zika doesn't stop the Kedusha from being Chal, so the Kedusha is the Raisa, the Zika is the Rabbanan. What are you saying that they're both Epis a Zika, they're both Epis a Mixus Kinyan, some Mamela, each one of them, my own Mahai Mahai, what do you mean? If the Zika if they're the same, the Zika stops a Kedushin of the sister, so she stops even in the Suin. If the Zika doesn't stop the Kedushin, then the Kedushin is the Raisa, the Zika is the Rabbanan. Of course the Raisa can mefgir the Rabbanan. That's what the Rashba says. So the Rashba says it's not Devart. Devart is more balabatish, that the Etzim, it should, the Lomdis really should be that it should be mefgir, that the Nesuin also should be mefgir, also should be, but the whole thing is a mechze. So by once they're married, they weren't guys so much. Now the Ridva's lashon over here is a rishon that holds that there's no chilul kedusha in the suin. That even if it's in the suin, still you're not allowed to be bayil. And if the brother dies, you'll have to do chalitza even if it's in the suin. Not like Taisus and their Ashba and their Ramban. And the Ridva's lashon is like this. He says the vada lemandia miyesh zika. If you hold Yesh Zika, so Zika doesn't go off because of Kedushin and not even because of Nesuin. The Nesuin Mafki. If Nesuin can be Mafka, so Kedushin Nami Lifka. The Kedushin, the Raisa, Zika, the Rabbana. If you're going to say Nisun is Mefkia, so Kedushin also should be Mefkia. Kedushin is the Raisa, Zika is the Rabbanan. And then he says, here's the line. V'i Zika Dai Raisa, Mash Ein Nefkas Mishum Kedushin, so Ein Nevetav Din Shtifka Mishum Nisun. If you're going to say no, Zika is the Raisa, can't be Nefka because of the Kedushin, okay, so then also Nisun. If the Nisun has a Kayakti Mefkia, the Zika, who is the Kedushin? And if Kedushin can't do it, who the Nisun can't do it? That's what the Ritva says. But the Mashmaish of the Ritva, we'll speak about this very soon, is that the Etzem there's no Kayach for Kedushin of Kiyah, because Zika is the Raisa. We'll speak about that soon. We have to see what it means. Now the Ritva says, I have a Gavaldik Akasha if you're going to say that Nisun is Mefkia. Because why shouldn't you be, he said, what, there's no Issa to get married. If you have a woman that's Asa to you, and you're Mekadesh to her, there's no Issa to get married without a Bia. That's not Asr. It would only be Asr because what? Why are you getting married? The Bia is going to be Asr. But if after I'm married, the Bia is going to be Mutter, so what's the Issa of getting married? That's his Kasha. Okay, Lefila Rajba, that the Yisayna Davar is, because they weren't Machma, once you're married, it's only been the Evid that it's Mutter. But if you're going to say it's Asr like the Rambam, whatever the Svara is, like we're saying from Taisis, that Kedushin is a Halbazach, so it can't be Mefkia. As soon as it's an Isha's Gemurah, it could be Mefkia. So go get married, make an Isha's Gemurah. Once you marry, the Bia is going to be Mutter, right? So what should be the Issa to get married? Even though now she's Asa to be Bayal, there's a Sisurei Bia. But a marriage without a Bia, on the Isha that's Mekadesh to you, why should that be Asr? So of course, if there's an Issa to be Bayal, so what are you getting married for? You can't be Bayal anyway. But if after I'm married, I'm allowed to be Bayal, so why can I get married? That's what Dvar's Kasha. So if Nachum Tainas, in Pshat and Taisus, Taisus says like this. Taisus says the reason why you tell him, I'm a read, Dafka Kiddush, I'm a Hamte Melisa, Mishun de Bashas Nesu and Nira Kanaisa Achayza Gugasa. Here Taisus says the reason. I'm telling you a reason why you're not allowed to get married. Because when you're getting married, b'shas nesu, and it looks like you're marrying a chayzik gasei. What's Taisus explaining? What's Taisus explaining? So the pashas you might learn, Taisus explaining, aye, she's really not zokok, she's an achayz isha, she's an erva, she's pater, but it looks like she's aser, she looks like a chayzik gasei. And Zaktiv Nachim doesn't think it's pshat in Taisus. Because the next Taisus, Ayman Mayhamtein, says that Rabbi Yudim Beseris says, yeah, Zika ain't Kedushin Mefki in Zika. He doesn't explain it. Earlier on, David Zayinim and Beis, he says, you can't be Mechalik. If you hold the Zika, who would think Kedushin is not Mefki in Zika? Sounds like Be'etzim. Kedushin is Be'etzim can't Mefki in Zika. A little like this Ramban. You have to understand what it means. Kedushin can't be Mefki in Zika. The Sun, which is Ishin Gemur, could be Mefki in Zika. But not because Niri Kedai Sechai Zika. Be'etzim. It's not Mefki in Zika. Ain lechalik mishum kedushin, he says. There's no chilik. So why does he need the svar of niru kadaisa chayzik kasei? Zaktiv Nachum is answering the Dvas Kasha. The Dvas Kasha is just get married. Once you're married, you won't be a chayzik kuka. What's wrong with getting married? Getting married is not aser, and that the getting married will be mafkir the iser. Terry says, no, the getting married is aser because it looks like you're marrying a chayzik kuka. So they made an iser on the marriage. Once you're married, she's not a chayzik kuka, so you're allowed to live with her. But marrying her is a bezundere issa, because niri kanaisa a chayzik kuka. That's what he teaches. The chayyah geshmak of pshat. But al kopanim, the Ritva's lashon that he's bonded, he's just explaining you can't be found in Kedushin and Nisuin. Because he says, if Nisuin is mafki, so Kedushin also mafki, because Kedushin the raisa zika the rabbanim. The e zika the raisa, so mash ain of kash Kedushin, ain of betav din shtivka mishun Nisuin. Sounds like midai raisa the zika is still there. There are some echas medayik that way in kunchi zika ischaf. There's Shmuel Ruzovsky simi dalai dalai brings it from the dwell later in that fine test. He says it's even more mashmadim that the dwell holds it to the raisa the gedin. The chedusha of Nachum, he says I have another raya from Ritva that's the raisa because the Ritva daf yizayinim in days. The Gemara says like this: Rav Huna Amar Rav says ain zika. So why did he say Shemesh Yom Shemesa is Mutta B'ima? Why did he say Alok Deviyam Ein Zika Filu B'chad? So Gemara says he wants to teach you that even that Mechayim it is Asa. Why? It's only Asa, only Mutta Lachemisa. The Mechayim is Asa because Asa Levat the Mitzvah Yivamit.
So Dvar's lashon there is like this: Came in the suffer in zikam.
Says, you know why it's a bitl mitzvah? Because he holds ein zika, and when he's mekanish the mother, then she's part of her chalitza. Clearly, mashmoyis in the Ritva is, if you hold yesh zika, and now we have this mishnah of Yehuda ben Maseir teaching you that when you mekanish the sister of the yavam and you hold yesh zika, if there's no other yavam, she needs chalitza. So she's not part of her chalitza. So now with the old yesh zika, say nothing about the mitzvah yavam. If you're going to tell me that this chalitza is in the Rabbanan de Gedin, like the Rashba says, the emissary, she's not zekuka to him, she just looks like she's zekuka, and the male de Omachmi, she shouldn't get married to him, and since he's not allowed to marry his sister because of her, so they said she should get chalitza, it looks like she's zekuka. So why bezayis? Bittul mitzivam, and the chalitza is only in the Rabbanan de Gedin. So it's bittul mitzivam, it sounds like since it was mashma, that if you hold yesh zika, and when you mekadesh the karev of the yavama after the nefila, she doesn't become pater from chalitza, the male is no bitul mitzis yavamin, that's mashma, that she needs chalitza mean the raisa. That's Reb Nachum, as I've written in the Chalitza Reb Nachum, in the bottom of the page, the one who was ma'itik the shurim, wrote a horror that it's really not so mukha, because the Rashman Dafim Aleph, who clearly holds the whole thing as the Rabbanan, he says clearly chalitza is the Rabbanan, but he also says, he also has a mashmois that if you hold yesh zika, it wouldn't be mitzvah mitzvah because she's chaletzis. Even though it's the Rabbanan, Dar Sameach, in the beginning of Perek Zayim Hilchas Yibam, asks a kasha in the Rashba. What's pshat in the Rashba? What's this mashmois that if you hold yesh zika, it's not mitzvah mitzvah, the whole din that you need chalitza is the Rabbanan digadimi, the Raisi Umavatel Lagamri. I thought maybe the whole din that Asla Vatel Mitzvah is the Rabbanan digadimi. Maybe if you still need chalitza, the Rabbanan didn't consider it a bitul mitzivam, I'm not sure. But al kopanim, there was mashma, there's some ayahs medayik that way, and the other mashma is in, that this din, that kedusha is not mafkia zika, is a din that I raisa. There's also a tshuva sarasha, which would be different than the kedusha sarasha, but the tshuva sarasha, b'chei legal, simen shun, and ches, is also a mashma that way. The shayel asked him like this, and the Tshuva Rashba is different than the Ritva, because the Tshuva Rashba holds that there is a Chilti Kedusha Nesu'in. Kedusha is not Mafkiya, Nesu'in is. But his Mashma is the Raisa, because the Shel has the Makashi. Remember the Gemara in Daf Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara by Ahil V'Ishti V'Ishti, that says you need the Pasuk by Nasa Meisu Meisu Achach Nasa Chai. But in that case, he already had a Heter of Eshesach, and then it came in Issa V'Chesisha, so you say Ahil V'Ishti V'Ishti. So again, it was Nasa Meisu Meisu Achach Nasa Chai. That means that the Chai, the Yavam, married the sister of the Yavama after the Nefila. So the Shail says, well, our Mishnah of the Yehuda ben Maseira says if you do that, you do have to have Chalitza. You mind that Ches is Nashu, she's part of the Gamri. But the Mishnah Nafam Aleph says in the case where it was Nasa Chai after the Mace was Mace, Vayish Mace Yom Shkishach Zachaisi, Ni Chalitza. That's what the Shail asked the Rashba. So as I would say, the Teret should be, yeah, only Chalitza mi the Rabbana. Mi the Raisa is no Chalik, mi the Raisa, she's a complete Achisisha. This whole Yesh Zika is the Rabbana de Gedin, she needs Chalitza. Like the Rashba says in Afim Aleph, that her sister looks like an Achisikuka, and since you're not allowing him to marry the sister, because of her, so merely, and that's her Chalitza. But the Rashba Tshuva doesn't say that. The Rashba Tshuva says one Teret, that maybe that this Gemara is going like the Man the Yama, ain't Zika. And we know Rabbi Gamliel, like the Gemara, brought a Mina. Well, a Mina, Tamzin Shtaitu, Tetzel, Zumishum, Achesisha. Rabbi Gamliel says that when he's married to the Ketana, Gdela falls to Leibim. After the Ketana comes the Gdela, so then you have that marriage, Midiraisa, then she's gone. She doesn't need Chalitza. So why? Because Gamliel holds Ein Zika. So that Gemara can hold Ein Zika. And then the Rashba says, you can say another Teretz. It says that Nasa Mesu Mes, Vakach Nasa Chai. Nasa, Nesu'in. Kedusha is not Mafkiya Zika. Nesu'in is Mafkiya Zika. The whole Mashmais of the Rashbis is the Rais of the Gedin. For me, the Rabbanan wouldn't be Kasha Bechlal. The Rav Nachum Shtelzach, but what do you mean? The whole Machlekes, we said, Yesh Zika, the Issa Kravis is only Nissa the Rabbanan. So how could you say that if you hold Yesh Zika, the Kedusha is not Mafkiya Zika, me the Raisa?
So we already said the Yisayin and David Zayin in the days, we said it from Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, that the Machloikis Yesh Zika and Zika is the Raisidika Machloikis. Is there a Kenyan or not? Now that Kenyan wouldn't ask a Kravis. That Kenyan wouldn't ask a Kravis. It's not an Ishus. The Kenyan Fafar Zadarim, perhaps. But if me the Raisid is a Kenyan, the Rabbana will match the Kenyan to ask the Kravis, me the Rabbana. If me the Raisid is no Kenyan, so Rabbana will make an Isir Kravis because there's nothing there. The Rabbana only work if you have a Kenyan, they can be matched to the Kenyan like an Ishus. If me the Raisid is no Kenyan, they wouldn't make an Isir Kravis. So mainly here also, since Lamaisid is a Kenyan, so you can't become an Achis Isha to be Mafkia the Kenyan. If there's no Kenyan, so good. So this Kedusha is a regular Kedusha. It's a regular Kedusha. So she's an Erev Mechazisha. She's an Erev Mechazisha. But once there's a Kenyan, so that's going to be Pagaya somehow, your Kedusha. And male, it's not going to be a good enough Kedusha to Mafkia the Zika. But it's very straight to understand in Svar. What does that mean exactly? L'chaira, that's Pashit. That if you Mekadish the Achais Yivama after she falls the Yibam, the Kedushin's Chal. Anyone who is Bayal her is Bayal Anashis Ish. Mechar Huadin, and this is Pashin, and I think it's Mavur in the Sugya, that if you're Bayal her sister, that's Zakuk to you, you're being over the Chivik Karis, you get Karis, right? I'm saying, Chayr. I'm saying there's no Karis. L'chayr is Karis. She's an Achis Isha. So what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat that since it's a Zik, it is a Kenyan Deraisa, that's enough to be mafkia the Kedushin, enough that the Kedushin can't go and be mafkia the Zika. That's like the Ramban Svarim. They're both if it's a Kenyan, as Din, that one Zika should mafkia the other Zika. Now I saw in the Birch HaShmuel, Simon Tassayev Zayin, he was saying the reason is because there's an Erev that occurs after the Nefilah, and this is like Pasha, that such an Erev can be mafkia even Mechalitza. But again, I'm not sure how it goes together with the Yesh Zika. Now, Al-Kopanim, this is the plan. Can't say I understand the Sora so good, but Lefidu Ritva, it sounds like there's a din of Ein Kedushin Mafkia Zika. Taisus also is mashman that way. The Etzen. If you hold Yesh Zika, so there's a Kenyan. It's a Raisadika Kenyan. So the Kedushin that comes later can't be Mafkia to the Raisadika Kenyan. That Kenyan can't be Mafkia to Kedushin either. So male, they both are there. Ma'isa shesh v'gad shesh v'chalitza mideraisa. And if nesuin, so that's a mechalik yishen. And they're a man. And Taisus hold that even though you have the zika coming first, and it's like pagan in the kedushin, but in the nesuin becomes if it's a kinyan gomer, and that works, and that already can mafki in the zika. And Rav says no. The Zika came first. If the Zika is being pagan in the Kedushin, who then is being pagan in the Nisuin? And Vaita, both of them will be Chal. But that's the Chayr of the, you don't have Chayr to swear it, but that's the Chayr of the state in the Rishayim. And now let's see the next Sugya, the Sugya of Zika Kukunusa, the Sugya of Rabbi Shimon, of Rabbi Shia. Chol HaKayyah of Shimon after Rishayim. Right? We have the Eshe Sakam Shalaya by Alamin. Rabbi Shimon certainly holds, if the two brothers, one of them dies and the other one's miyadim, and then the third brother is born. So you say the Svar of Bo Matzah Beheter. You say the Svar that since the Yibam occurred before he was born, so if you forget about the first and pretend the first Ishus didn't exist, it already was taken over by the second one. The Gemara speaks about it more in the Afchafim and Aleph, and it's Mutter. Now, Baish is being Maisav. Cholokayir of Shimon after Rishayim. Even in the case who was Nailit first, and then you would say it was Nestra, before the second brother was Miyadim, she already became an Issa of Eishas Achashlai Belame from the first brother. And that can't go off. The Teretz is Zika Kaknusa. That since it was a Zika, the second brother, so she's already Miyubim. She's already Miyubim. It's already, the Yibim already happened. It's like Yibim Makach Neilan, Zika Kaknusa. Because as soon as he died, there already was Kaknusa to the second brother. So Gemara asks the Kasha, so according to Reb Shimon, how is it Shaykh that didn't have Eish Lach Shloi Bama? And Gemara says two cases. One is, B'chad Achu Mitzvah Neod Le'ach, if there's only one brother in the world, and he died, and then another brother was born, and that's the case of Eish Lach Shloi Bama. And then Inami Betray, he can have a case by two, V'loi Yibim, V'loi Mis. He didn't, there was no Yibim, and there was no death. What about if there was two brothers, and one of them died, and then the third one was born, and then the second one died, but he wasn't Miyabit. Is that Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami? The Gemara is Mavura, no. If he didn't die, so then it'll be Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami. But if he died, then you say Zika Kekrusa, and it's not Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami. So the Ramban is Mazbe Pashit. If he didn't die, Zika Kekrusa is not going to help you be Miyabim her. Because if she's Knusa to the Shemi Kolshken, she's Asir. The fact she was the Rishon's wife, that's Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami. Elamai, the Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami is taken off Mazika Kekrusa. Oh, so she's the Shemi's wife? So for sure you can't be Miyamba, she's the Shemi's wife. Right? So how come when he dies it's different? We'll get to it in a second. But first the Ramban says that at this point the Gemara thought that you say Zika Kekrusa even by two Yavamim. Later, on the Afitesim and Aleph, the Gemara is chaser and says you only say Zika Kekrusa when there's one Yavam. When there's two Yavam, you don't say Zika Kekrusa. But at this point in the Gemara thought you say Zika Kekrusa even when there's two Yavam. So the Shaila is, say, without Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami, when someone dies, and he has two brothers, and she's Kekrusa to both of them, so why don't you say neither of them can be Miyabim, she's Kekrusa to the other one. Teretz is, whoever's Miyabim, we say Igla Milsa that she's Kekrusa to that one. And she was never Kekrusa to the brother. But let's say it was Lahayi Belami, and let's say there's no way Sadei Shach Shalai Belami. And he was Lahir Ba'ilami. Now I'm saying, if he's Lahir Ba'ilami, and there is this, I'm sorry, and there isn't this Sadei Shach Shalai Ba'ilami, when Stam the two brothers, anyone can be Miyabim, because Igla Milsa is exclusive to him. But if he was Lahir Ba'ilami, and you have an Sadei Shach Shalai Ba'ilami, then he appears on the scene, and it was Lahibin, Vulaymis, that's the Gemara's case. So he can't be Miyabim Ruvain, it was Lahir Ba'ilami. The only way he could become Mutter is by the fact that he was Knusa to Shimon. Now, if it's Knusa to Shimon, so it's still Knusa to Shimon. That's if he didn't die. But if he died, so then we say, oh, so it's Knusa to Shimon from the time of the Nefila, and now that he died, so he can Miyabim, I'll say Shimon. Right? And they're showing them their mind. The Rashi say, so why did the Mishnah only say a case of Yibim? Why did the Mishnah say a case of Neis B'Layim? They say in the Chanami. Because according to the Rabbanan, it's also even if it's Yibim. Now the Rabbanan has the Kasha, M'chayim means if there were two Yivamim, and only one of them died, so why would it be Mutter to the Achanayla in that case? Mehecha Teisa, she was closer to the one that died. Maybe she's closer to the other one. He mutches with the Kasha. I'm not sure what the Hechach to the Kasha is. Maybe even though you say Zika Knusa by two, but this heter of mace without Yava maybe is only by one. Not sure. Now there are man in a suffix like this. Lumaskana, we only say Zika Knusa by one Yava. So the Ramban was Masubik, Lefin the Maskana, that we only say Zika Knusa when there's one Yava. Do we lose this nafkamina of when there's two achi, v'loyim and v'loyimis? Because the Ramban says, maybe in that case, even if there wouldn't be an issur of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami, you won't be able to miyabim. Because when the brother died, she became zakuk to this one. And even if there's no issur of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami, she's already zakuk to the sheni, how can it be miyabim? By loyimis. And the Ramban sounds like this. If you hold that the zika kaknusa to two brothers, so then, if it wouldn't be for the din of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami, even though at the time that he died there was only one brother, but if it wouldn't be a din of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami, so now the next brother comes on the scene, so he is just as big, he's just as big as a mechutin as the other brother. And if he wants to be Miyadim, so we'll say it's Igli Milsa that it wasn't Zika Kekrusa to the brother that was around. Okay, the Zika Kekrusa was to him even though he came later. But that's if you hold that the Zika Kekrusa to two brothers. But let's say that the din of Zika Kekrusa is only when there's one brother. And if there's two brothers, it's Bechol din of Zika Kekrusa. So then the Ramban clears two tzadim. One tzad is that even if there wouldn't be a din of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami, he wouldn't be able to be Miyabim. The only case of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami would have to be by two brothers. You have another case when there's two brothers and then there's no Zika Kekrusa. Right? Let's say there are three brothers, and one of them died, and then a fourth brother was born. So there's no heter of Zika Kekrusa. So that's the case of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami. But when there's only two brothers and one of them died, that's not a case of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami. Because even if there wouldn't be a din of Eish Yisachar Shalai Belami, but she's already Zika Kekrusa to the first one,
to the one that was near around. And the Mela, when you're born, it's too late. She's cursed to the brother. So this is what the Ramban is naming on. If you say there's a din zika kenusa by two brothers, whichever one wins, it's l'mafreya to him. So then, the case of Che Achi v'lo Yibin v'lo Yimeis is a case of Eishach Shloi B'Lomai. Because lule the din of Eishach Achi Shloi B'Lomai, when you have Che Achi and lo Yibin v'lo Yimeis, so the one who's nailing afterwards could go and be Miyabim. You don't say he's already zika kenusa to the brother that was alive. Because, no, l'mafreya, she's zika kenusa to me. But if the din of Zika Keknusa is only to one brother, and when there's two brothers you don't say it, so then the Ramban declares that maybe even Luli the din of Eishes Achash Lai Belamai, it's already Zika Keknusa to the one that's alive, the next one comes in, too late, she's already Kanist him. You don't have to come on to the din of Eishes Achash Lai Belamai. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe Luli, if there would be the din of Eishes Lai Belamai, even then you'll say, Gloy Mulsa the two Yevamim, and she's never Zika Keknusa. Now the other Mishnayim are not mashma the schilug. I'm not 100% sure why it should be totally ha baha. Why, if you say zika kenusa to two brothers, then you would need the din of Eishes Achash Lai Belamai to exclude the third brother. You wouldn't say that the zika kenusa to the second brother is there even after the third brother was born. You'll say okay, the Goyim Milsa that the third brother is also zika kenusa to him. But if you only say gigzus to one, then the Ramban's mesupik. Maybe in that case, even without the din of Eishes Achash Lai Belamai, you would say it's too late. She's already zika kenusa to the brother that was around, and the brother that's nailed wouldn't be able to be miyadim. The Rashman Dvar Mashman, no, they brought it stam, they didn't have a suffik, that if it wouldn't be for the din of Eishes Lai Belamai, even with zika kenusa would be to one. But now you see this too. So that would take off the din of zika kenusa. Right? You have to know what the svar lechalik is. But one nakuda like this. The Rashma asked the kasha, how did the Gemara know this? How did the Gemara know that even by lo yibim, but by mace, it would be called a zika kenusa and the third brother can be out of it? Maybe not. Maybe the Zika Knusa is only to the one that's Miyam Labasaif. And if there was no Yibim and there was a Mace, so Mela wasn't the Zika Knusa. And Mela in that case, there would be this Mace Zakshlai Belame. The Gemara is Mavur, that according to Reb Shimon, in the case of Mace Zakshlai Belame is either by Chad Acha or Mace Vakach Mela, or Tre Acha Velo Yibim Velo Mace. And there you have the Cheshbin, you can't be Matar Zika Knusa Bechai Gavna. Because Mimanavshach. If she's Knusa Kishen Nikoshkin, she's Aser. Now, if it wouldn't be for Eishes Achash Lai Belamai, then she could be Knusa to the third brother, even though he wasn't around at the time. But now that we have Eishes Achash Lai Belamai, so he can't be Miyad Mikayach, the brother that wasn't Belamai. Elamai be Miyad Mikayach, the brother that's Belamai, he was Lai Mace. But let's say he's Mace, the Gemara is Mavur, that he could be Miyad Mikayachim. How do you know? Maybe it's only if he's Miyam Lebesayf we call it Zika Keknusa Lemefreya. So the Rashi says it's Mukhrich. Why? Because if you're going to say that it's only if he's Miyamim, she's Mutter to the third one. But if he's not Miyamim, he's not. So even if he's Miyamim, she's going to be Asr Al Snesra. Because Kol Yevam Mashayn and Karev Yom Lebeshas Nefil Rekzak Shesh Lebanim Vasura. So that's the Hechrich to say that by Lo Yibim Umeis, she's Mutter to the third one. Because if you're going to say by lo yibim umeis yasir, it's only by yibim lebesayf who say that lemafreid was a zika kenusa the whole time. But by lo yibim lebesayf and meis will say there was never a zika kenusa. So that even when it's yibim lebesayf will be nesra. That's stated in the Rashba. So Dr. Ridva, no, it's not nesra lemafreya, she was zika kenusa. There's never nesra. If you never umeyabim, so then there was never kenusa. So say shakshay velamay. But if you miyamim, so the zika kenusa goes back to lemafreya. Lemafreya, there's no nesra. As I said, the Ridva. So Dalem remembers, and if you base them and Aleph, we mentioned this shmuz that the Achrayim discuss. Do you say nesra when lemafreya was a nesra? By Achayis the Kuka, that the zika is part of lemafreya. There are some and kunch zika. Is the Zion says that you say nesra even though it's lemafreya. And the Achiezer Chelik Aleph, they say it brings to the Marit. That if someone's Megayrish al Tanai and says Batal the Tanai,
There's still nesha, even though it works the mefreya. And we say the chilek, both from the stipla simin yud ches and from the malaya rayim, there in daf yud beis, that if it's a lemafreya, meaning it's igli milsa lemafreya, we found that information that we didn't have till then. Avada is no nesha, even though originally we didn't know. But so what? There was never nesha. But if it's like an akir lemafreya, it's a din that it goes back lemafreya. Then there's a shaila. Then we bring makaris that in that case you say nesra. So that's what sounds like the machlekes Rashi Mishvah. Here we have the din of zika kaknusa. If there was never a yibum, you don't say zika kaknusa. When you have a yibum, that's the char like an akir lemafreya. That shavs a zika kaknusa lemafreya. So the Rashi says it's nesra, because till there was a yibum, even though once is a yibum lemafreya, we say there was zika kaknusa. But till there was a yibum, there was no kaknusa. Now, saying the Dva says, when you say it goes back lemafreya, that makes it ice nesra. I saw Rabbi Aaron Yaffin has a big arichas on his milum in the back of the Ritva, the Vaisad of Kuk Ritva, Simon Tazayin in the beginning. He wants to say that the Machlekes Rashi Dva, they both agree that Akir Lemafreya will be nesra. The Dva holds that this, that when you miyabim, it's zika kaknusa along, is like an agoy muslim lemafreya. The Rashi holds it's like an Akir Lemafreya. He has a big arichas on the whole thing.